Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener today with the Living Savior Ministries. Let's come to the Father, Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I worship you and praise you and thank you for all the great and wonderful things that you do for us. I am so grateful, Father, that you are the King of kings and Lord of lords and God of gods, and I want to worship you and praise you and thank you for all things that you do for us every day. Now, Father, as we come before your throne of grace today, may your word go forth. May you reveal yourself to us as your sons and daughters, and may you reveal yourself as the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And, Lord, we ask you to give us a revelation of who you are and what we can do as your word goes forth today. May you touch the hearts and the minds of the people with your mighty word, because I love you and worship you and praise you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, we're continuing on to talk about we possess what we confess, because we should be possessors of great and mighty things in the kingdom of God. But to be a possessor of these things, you must confess these things first, because the Lord clearly said in his word, let the weak say they are strong. Let the poor say they are rich. He had a reason for saying those things. He knew that if we would say them, if we would believe them, they would become a reality in our life. Now, they will not become a reality in your life if you say them one time. But if you continually say them, they will become a reality. You will be able to change your entire life with your mouth. Your miracle is in your mouth. Now then, if I confess that he has said, I will never leave you or forsake you, so I possess Christ with me every step of every day. Now, let's find a scripture in the Word of God that confirms that that's true. So we go to Hebrews 13 and verse 5. It says, for God has said, I will never fail you nor forsake you. That is why we can say without any doubt or fear that the Lord is my helper, and I am not afraid of anything that mere men can do to me. So how many times does people pray, Lord, help us this week. Lord, please do not forsake me. When all you got to say is what the Word says, when you learn that he will never fail you nor forsake you, then you can go through life not having to pray for that. All you need to do is confess that. So you have that, because if you confess that and you know it's in the Word, it is yours. So another thing, I confess that I am the redeemed of the Lord. So I possess all of the promises of God each day as I go. Now then, again, we need to find a scripture that confirms that we are the redeemed of the Lord. In Psalms 107, verse 1, it says, say thank you to the Lord for being so good, for always being so loving and kind. Has the Lord redeemed you? Then speak out. Tell others he has saved you from your enemies. Now, that's what we're supposed to do. If the Lord has redeemed us, and all you got to do to be redeemed is accept him as your Lord and your Savior. When you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior, then you are the redeemed of the Lord. So then he tells you, he says, speak that out. Tell others he has saved you from your enemies. Who do you think your enemies are? That is Satan and his demons. So many people don't understand that when the Lord talks about your enemies, he is not talking about your wife or your children. He's talking about Satan and his demons. We are all people that are made in the image of God, and we're not to be enemies to each other. Unfortunately, many of us are. But we should not fight against one another. We should only fight the fight of faith against the enemy. So, if we're redeemed, we need to confess that. And if we do, we possess that. And that all the promises of the Lord each day are yours, and you don't even have to pray for them. Now then, we confess that the anointing of the Holy One is in me. So, if I confess that the anointing of the Holy One is in me, I possess yoke-destroying results by His anointing. Now then, let's find us a scripture that confirms that is true. Now in 1 John 2:27, it says here, "But you have received the Holy Spirit, and He lives within you, in your hearts, so that you don't need anyone to teach you what is right, for He teaches you all things, and He is the truth, and no liar. And so, just as He has said, you must live in Christ, never to depart from Him." So, if you are a born-again believer, you are a possessor of the Holy Spirit. Now then, every day you should ask the Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus to fill you to overflowing with the Holy Spirit and His power, because you need that power of the Holy Spirit. Without the infilling power of the Holy Spirit, we can do nothing. So we need to make sure that we ask the Heavenly Father every day to fill us to full and overflowing with the power of the Holy Spirit. Then, after we have done that, and we have received that by faith, then we can say, "I confess that the anointing of the Holy One is in me, so I possess yoke-destroying results by His anointing, because the greater power is in you, and that great power is the Holy Spirit." But you need to confess that every day. You need to believe that with your heart, and then you need to speak that out with your mouth, that "I have the Holy Spirit. I am full of the Holy Spirit." And then you need to confess that in the name of Jesus, I can cast out demons. So I possess the authority for dynamic deliverances, because let's see what the Word of God says about this. Now I realize when it comes to demons, most Christians like me, for many years, I did not have any idea that I could cast out an evil spirit. But one day, reading the Word of God, I come upon this great and mighty promise. In Mark chapter 16, verse 17, and it says, "And those who believe shall use my authority to cast out demons, and they shall speak in new tongues." Now then, if the Word of God says, "and those who believe," now remember, He's talking about those that really believe. Now, like I've said many times before, there's nothing worse in the church than an unbelieving believer. Now, there's so many people that say they're believers in Christ that do not believe the Word of God. Because if you are a believer in Christ, and you believe the Word of God, then you can do what Jesus said you can do. Because He said in Mark 16, verse 17, And those who believe shall use my authority or my name to cast out demons. So, I confess that in the name of Jesus, I can cast out a demon. So, I possess the authority for dynamic deliverances. So, when a tormenting spirit or anything begins to come and torment me or one of my loved ones, I take the name of Jesus and I command that evil spirit to leave and go to the pit and to stay there forever and never come back in Jesus' name. And guess what? He has to go away. So you as a Christian, you have that power, but only if you know it and only if you believe it. So then, also, in the next verse, in Mark chapter 16, I confess that I can lay hands on the sick and they will recover. So I possess healing power for those oppressed by sickness. Because I have realized that most people in most churches don't believe they can do what God told them they can do. They always feel like they have to go to some evangelist or something or even to their pastor, but that's not what the Lord said we could do as born-again Christians. Now, maybe your Bible reads different than mine, but my Bible reads in Mark chapter 16, verse 18, says they will be able even to handle snakes or the serpent with safety. Now, who do you think that serpent there is? That is the devil. That's not some snake that crawls on the ground. That is the serpent, the devil. When you go back into the Greek and read that, when he says you'll be even to handle a serpent or a snake, that's the devil. And then it says, if you drink anything poisonous, it won't hurt you. And they will be able to place their hands on the sick and heal them. Now then, if you believe God's word and you go to your Bible and you read that and you see there where it says, if you drink any deadly poison, it will not hurt you. Now then, that promise right there, if you were to get any kind of food poison, medicine poison, or any kind of poison, an ant bite, a wasp sting, or anything, that's poison. You can take that verse and claim that verse by faith in God's word. And if you believe that with no doubt in your heart, the fire of that poison will leave you. I have done this many times for myself and others. And then it says, and you will be able to place your hands on the sick, and they will recover, or you will be able to heal them. So all you've got to do is take that verse and lay your hands, both hands, on a person that's sick and say, be healed in the name of Jesus, and then thank the Father for that person's healing and show that person what the Word of God says. And Jesus said, lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Now then, he made that so clear and so simple that a 6-year-old child could understand that. But it is amazing, we in the church do not believe God. We will go to a doctor instead of getting another believer to lay hands on us and believe that we're healed whenever the enemy comes upon us. Well, it just comes down to the fact. Do you believe the Word of God, or do you believe the devil? Because the devil's going to keep you down, and he's going to tell you these things are not going to work. But they most definitely will work, because Jesus said they will. Now then, I invite you to call me at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And I have many audio tapes and videotapes on all these teachings. I will be happy to send them to you if you would just call me. I want you to remember that Jesus is Lord, and you can do all these things that you believe in Jesus' name. Amen.